A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 78 of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. I'm doing a solo episode this week. I'm your host, Jordan Prince, and I've got something very special in store today for our dedicated small group of wonderful listeners. So, for those who don't know, normally, every week here in Munich, I record a three-hour radio show. It's on a really great station, and the show is called American Sunday. It's every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1. And last Sunday was the 4th of July. And I thought, you know what would be cool, since it's American Sunday, it's an English language program. I'm an American here in Germany, and my show lands on Independence Day. What I'll do is something fresh and new and a bit risky, and I'm going to do a really big, intense 4th of July super special in character and make this sort of, you know, Lollapalooza extravaganza sort of, that was the goal, at least, to make this sort of explosive, crazy, funny, goofy, super American special. Well, I have no problems with this station or with my boss or anyone there. I'm very lucky to have that job. I love it. It's become one of my favorite, jobs ever. And I'm very lucky to have a platform in general. But my boss wrote me an email after he heard the show before we released it, and he said, "This ain't gonna fly." It was the first and only time he's had to tell me to change something or to completely redo a show. So, for those who might have heard my American Sunday show last Sunday, you might have noticed it was a little lackluster. It was missing a little energy. And that was because I had already done this huge show in character and put all my jokes and energy into it, and then was told about a day before it comes out, I think it was like the Friday before it comes out, that I had to redo everything. So I had to, you know, not delete the show, but I had to scratch it completely, start at the beginning, and re-record everything. So, of course, I was disappointed that they didn't like it, that they didn't think it was going to work. And, you know, in the end, it wasn't really going to work. It doesn't really fit like a user-friendly, you know, super time-limited radio show. But what it does fit nicely into is my podcast. So, for everyone who might have been a little bit curious what this unreleased 4th of July super special would have sounded like, I have decided that today I am going to play you most, if not all, of this show and break down a little bit what my intentions were with things, and then just let you judge it for yourself. So it's the 4th of July super special. I've done it in character. The lead host is a deep-voiced conservative Southerner that I've decided to name Daryl Garble, and his lighter-voiced, sort of sassy sidekick, Busky, otherwise known as Little Tooth. And you're going to find out exactly why he's called Little Tooth. So, without any further ado, let's kick off the show, and we will jump right in to the first segment of the American Super Special with Daryl Garble and Busky. I just wanted to preface one more thing before we jump into it. I've had to do some editing here to try and clean up too much wasted time when I talk about the station itself on the show. And what you're going to hear sometimes in certain segments is that at the end of certain segments, I have to introduce the music that's going to be played that hour, since it is a radio show. So there will be like just a handful of times where I'm listing bands, but even in those moments, I'm kind of acting really silly. So maybe that's just as entertaining. I don't know. But maybe the whole thing is kind of a loss. But just so you know, so you know what to expect. Sometimes I'm just reading off band names. And otherwise, there's a couple of edits. I'll try and make things as clean as possible. But without further ado...
So bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Well, 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 welcome to the Super Duper American Special for the 4th of July, right here on American Sunday. My name is Daryl Garble. I thought I'd kick that little hippie liberal Jordan Prince out of the hot seat for a little bit and bring y'all some true American flavor. Now, I've got my sidekick, Busky, with me here today. Say hi, Busky.
How y'all doing out there? My name's Busky, but sometimes they call me Lil Tooth.
Why do they call you Lil Tooth now?
Well, one time I got into a fight with a neighbor's boy, and he shot me in the face with a pellet gun.
Well, I do declare that is one heck of a story. Sorry, Busky. Let's tell these people what kind of music they can expect on today's American Sunday.
Well, we're going to hear Sly and the Family Stone, Kid Simeus, Lord, the Dandy Warhols, Anderson .Paak, Parcels, OMC, Lady Six, James Hersey featuring Chromeo, Mac DeMarco, Easy Life, Dusty Springfield, Shad, and Management.
I believe that's pronounced MGMT.
Well, they should say it's MGMT because it looks like management. Whenever you go to a bathroom in America and it says, please leave this place like you found it, it's always signed by this band management.
Well, I think we're going to have a hootin', tootin', rootin' good time here on the 4th of July special. So don't y'all go nowhere now. Don't y'all go nowhere.
The Book of Love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so.
Let me ask you a question, Busky. Have you ever seen that movie, I believe it's called American Pie?
Oh, I saw that movie a long time ago when I was just a youngin'. Why are you asking me if I ever saw American Pie?
Well, I was just thinking about it here, seeing as how this is the 4th of July special and America's Independence Day is today. And, that's just one of the most American movies you can go out there and see. You know, I even have this fond memory of when that boy makes sweet love to an apple pie.
Daryl, I tell you, that's the one part of the movie that I just don't care for. I mean, what's the appeal of sticking your wiener inside of a hot pie? I mean, didn't it burn his wiener?
I mean, I think that was the whole point of the joke there, Busky, is that, he stuck his wiener in the pie and it burned his wiener. And what he needed to do was make sweet love to that foreign exchange student.
I just don't think that's the kind of movie that's going to age so well in today's society.
Now, I thought we kicked that hippie liberal stuff out of this episode there, Lil Tooth. I think we're trying to talk about the true American way. And what's more of a true American way than spreading your love to the deepest extent with the most American things, like a good old hot steamy apple pie?
Well, when you put it that way, Daryl, I think you make a good point.
Well, I do think I make good points around here, don't you think? This is American Sunday. I'm Daryl Garble, and my sidekick Lil Tooth is going to be sitting beside me here in the hot seat today. Say hi once more, Busky.
How y'all doing? I hope y'all having fun out there.
Why don't y'all stick around? We got some good music coming up.
You believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Excuse me, Daryl, can I ask you something?
Well, of course you can, Busky. We're here on the radio. We're bound to answer a few questions every now and then.
Well, I was just walking around in all these German beer gardens, and I was just noticing that there's just a heck of a bunch of football being played on the TV.
Oh, now, did you just call it football? Are you talking about American football? You talking about Archie Manning? You talking about Peyton Manning? You talking about Eli Manning.
No, I'm not talking about the Manning family. I'm talking about football. The ball that you kick with your foot.
Well, now, if I'm not mistaken, Busky, that's what us Americans call soccer.
Now, do you know why they call it soccer? Because it sure does seem like something you'd call football. I mean, you kick it with your foot. I mean, why don't we just call American football handball?
Well, there already is a handball. You throw the ball against a wall and you hit it with your hand.
Well, why don't we call American football something else? Why don't we call it pickball or pigskin? Why don't we call it hitting ball? Because you got to hit each other to get the ball and put it in the goal.
Well, I don't know why they call it football, Busky. But I sure as heck don't know why they call soccer football here in the other lands, in the foreign towns. I sure don't know that.
Well, I maybe it's something we have to research, you know? Maybe it's something we got to figure that out.
Well, I think one thing we can do is stay far, far away from it, because this is the American Sunday special, and we're going to talk about America stuff.
All right, sounds good to me.
You're in love with him, because I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Now, once again, this is the Super Duper American Special. This is the 4th of July episode of American Sunday. And as you're listening to me, Daryl Garble, and my assistant, Busky, say hi.
How y'all doing? Y'all can also call me Lil Tooth, because I got that little chipped tooth on the front from that pellet gun fight.
They don't need your whole life story, Busky. But what we are here to do is to educate these people on the true American way. And what's more American, and what's more Southern, I might add, than using the word y'all?
Oh, I love that word. Y'all is just, it's in my vernacular since I was just a little itsy-bitsy little dumpling on the side of the picket fence.
Well, now let's tell people what y'all stands for.
Well, I think for the Yankees out there, y'all, it technically stands for like you all. You know, it's like all of y'all out there eating your grits and your sausages. Now y'all come on and bring your plates into the sink when you're done. I'm gonna wash them.
Oh, that's a great example, Busky. Or you can say, are y'all out there? Are y'all finished with your beers? 'Cause I got a fresh case in the cooler. You know, y'all is just a good old-fashioned mama word. It's the voice of the true American style. Y'all is just, it's a part of your heart. And you want to take that chunk of your heart and you want to share it with somebody else. That's what you got to do. You got to take that piece of your shell and share it with someone else.
What a beautiful sentiment, Daryl. I think saying y'all is like giving somebody a big wet kiss and a hug.
I wasn't going that far, Busky, but yeah, I think you get the idea. And it sure would be nice to hear everybody saying y'all out there.
I think I'm going to start saying it far more to these Germans. I don't even know if they have y'all in their language.
Well, I think we're going to change that, Busky.
Sounds good to me.
Y'all stick around. We got more delicious fried stories coming right up here on American Sunday.
I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup.
You know, Daryl, one of my absolute favorite things about having grown up in the South, in America, is just that priceless, greasy, crunchy, crispy fried food.
Oh, now don't you get me started on that fried food, Busky. Oh, you know, I could just go on and on about that delicious Kentucky fried chicken. Or let's maybe think about a crispy, crunchy chicken sandwich.
Oh, I mean, you know, it not even getting into barbecue.
Oh, barbecue is a whole nother topic. Now we're going to be talking about them saucy ribs and them sausages and hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, now you're getting my mouth watering, Daryl. Come on now, we're supposed to be professionals. I got to soak up my spit from all the, it's so delicious just thinking about it.
Now in New Orleans, Busky, where you coming from Louisiana, is that right?
That's right, born and bred.
Well, why don't you tell the people out there what your favorite kind of food is from New Orleans, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, I sure do love me some fried fish. Now, if you get yourself a nice fried catfish po' boy. Now, po' boy is just like a kind of sandwich with like a French baguette, and you get yourself a fried catfish on there or some fried shrimpies.
Oh, I do love me some fried shrimpies. I wish I could take me a nice handful of nice fresh fried shrimps and put them in my pocket and walk around the whole day eating them like pistachio nuts.
Oh, now you just read my mind. I think after this episode, we're going to have to go get ourselves some fried shrimp po' boys.
Oh, my good Lord. If we had a fried catfish sandwich.
Okay, I'm listening.
And you sprinkle a little bit of this fried shrimp on top.
Oh, I like that. It's like a dressing or a topping.
And now, and then, for dessert, you go out there, get yourself a nice, fresh, Snickers bar.
Okay, I am deeply intrigued, Daryl. Where are you taking this?
And then, you get that fried catfish sandwich.
Uh-huh.
You get them fried scrimpies on top.
Uh-huh.
And then for dessert, you have yourself a fried Snickers bar. And you wash it down with a cold Budweiser.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to end the show if we keep talking like this, Daryl. I'm all intrigued and I'm all whispery and sloppery. We're going to have to take a little break. But we're going to be back in just a few minutes to tell you what music's going to play you out in this hour. And I'm going to go have to get me some fried catfish.
All right, let's go.
I was out of luck the day. The music died.
Well, since you're so curious, Busky, I'm happy to tell you. There's a compact tractor, a utility tractor, a specialty, road crop, and there's a four-wheel drive, Busky. John Deere just makes a tractor for every occasion.
Oh, I think we're back on the air, Daryl.
Welcome back to American Sunday here on Gotham. And I'm here to tell y'all now what music is going to be playing here. At the end of this hour, we're going to hear Easy Life.
Sounds good to me.
We're going to hear Dusty Springfield.
I mean, I have an allergy, but I guess we can check it.
We're going to listen to Shad.
Chad?
No, not Chad. Shad.
Oh, I'm in. I'm down.
And of course, last but not least, here in this delicious 10 o'clock hour, we're going to hear MGMT.
Oh, you know, this music list is just so fun. I love being here. I mean, I don't even know why that Jordan Prince guy is even in. I don't even know why he's here sometimes. I think we're going to get so many letters and so many comments about how good this show is that he's not even going to be allowed to come back.
Oh, that's my full intention, Busky. That's my full intention to delete the hippie Jordan Prince. Y'all stick around now. You hear me? We're going to be back at 11 o'clock, y'all.
Singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was...
Well, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm fair. And I won't forget the men who died and gave their life for me. So I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. Take it away, Busky.
God bless the USA.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, it is the 4th of July here on American Sunday. I'm your guest host for today, Daryl Garble. And he got my sidekick here, Busky. Say hi, Busky.
It sure is a pleasure to be here, y'all. Hope y'all having a nice time out there.
We going to tell y'all all about the most amazing things in the world, inches. As a unit of measurement, we're going to talk about miles. We're going to talk about yards and pounds. Oh, I'm just getting sweaty thinking about it.
Oh, you know, I don't understand why the rest of the world's just so backwards. Like, why do they have to be different? Why do they have to make things so complicated? I don't understand. I mean, who can't figure out what an inch is anyway? I mean, how hard is it? I mean, just look at your thumb. Your thumb is like an inch or something like that, right?
I think you're on the right path there, Busky. Let's tell these nice people what kind of music they can expect from this hour.
Well, they're going to hear Whitney, Roosevelt, Joey Crooks. Then there's going to be Jordan's Jukebox, but we're gonna take care of that today. There's going to be Fung Suave, Bonobo, Boy, Nat King Cole, The Roots, Nilifender Yananya, and much, much more. So y'all stick around now.
Drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Can I tell you something real personal, Daryl?
Well, Busky, we have been friends and sidekicks for quite some time now. I think I might even know where you're going with this.
Well, I just wanted to get it off my chest since we're here on the radio and we're talking about America on the 4th of July. And I just want to say, you know, where my heart really is. Like, what my favorite American national treasure really is.
Now, I would guess maybe you're going to talk about America's pastime, baseball.
Well, of course, that's a real close second, Daryl, but my favorite thing in the whole wide world has just got to be NASCAR.
Oh, we talking about NASCAR. Now, that truly is an American treasure. Now, who are some of your favorite legendary NASCAR drivers, Busky?
Well, I don't know where the sport would even be without Benny Parsons or Dale Earnhardt. I mean, there's also Richard Petty.
Oh, Richard Petty. Oh, now, 1985 was just one of the most amazing debuts from a driver we'd ever seen in our whole life.
And of course, you know, my favorite really of all time is Jeffrey Bodine.
Jeffrey Bodine? What are you, a traitor? You're not a Earnhardt man yourself?
I mean, I got the tattoo, but it's just not... And Jeffrey Bodine, he just touches me in some way. It's just, you know, he just sticks in my mind kind of like glue from a horse.
Well, I can't judge you for that. Legends be legends. This is American Sunday. This is American Sunday here on the 4th of July special, and I'm your host, Daryl Garber, with my sidekick, Busky.
Hi, y'all.
And you know, as we've been walking around here in Germany for quite some time, there's something that we couldn't help but peep our eyeballs upon.
Well, that's something that we sure have talked about quite a lot.
Yes, and something we gotta address here to y'all Germans out there. But we was wandering around your fancy beer gardens, and we were going to your restaurants and to this, Septemberfest?
I think it's actually called Oktoberfest.
Well, why the heck is it starting in September?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, the point is that y'all think y'all got some pretty good beer. I mean, I'm expecting the letters of rage on this one here.
Oh, we've seen it before.
But y'all got some floppy-doppy beers up here in this country. But what do y'all think? Y'all been brewing beer for a long time? Huh? Well, what about if I told y'all that America's beer was the number one beer in the world?
Oh, I'm just waiting for someone to reach through this speaker and choke us right now.
Well, they're going to have to try a little harder than that. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all ever had Milwaukee's Best?
Oh, my mouth is watering just from that one.
Y'all ever had a Michelob Ultra?
Well, you know, there just ain't nothing better than taking a nice cold Michelob Ultra out of the cooler and playing a round of nine holes of golf.
Oh, Busky, you know, that's exactly what we're going to do on this fine 4th of July special, is take a nice cooler full of Coors Light, Milwaukee's Best, and Michelob Ultra. And don't you forget that Bud Light Lime.
Oh, that Bud Light Lime, I've already got myself. I'm too deep in it right now.
Let's get that cooler ready, and let's go play ourselves a round of golf.
Sounds good to me.
When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean.
I'm sorry, Daryl. I tried to get them to change that title card from Jordan's jukebox to Daryl and Busky's jukebox, but they said it can't be done. They say it's still his show.
Well, we're going to have to work on that, aren't we, Busky? We're going to have to take this Jordan Prince jukebox segment to a next level.
Well, you know, the original idea was that we would just play the national anthem three times in a row.
And they said we can't do that. I guess we're going to have to do that ourselves after the show. But we did pick three legendary American patriotic songs to play for y'all today.
Oh, we have ourselves quite a heck of a playlist. I'll tell y'all that. I mean, I went to church this morning to pray on it, and I believe I felt the Spirit of the Lord tell me that it's the best playlist they've ever had on the show.
Oh, you don't even have to go to church to see that, Busky. You can look right here at the list, and you can know it's the best songs that have ever been played on this damn here American Sunday. Now, let me tell you who we're going to start off with.
Who we going to start off with?
Well, we're going to start off this jukebox with our favorite artist in the whole wide world. Someone y'all are going to be pretty familiar with, but someone who sings ever so dearly, ever so earnestly about my beautiful country.
Oh, I think I know where this is going. Tell me, are we going to kick off this with John Denver?
Oh! Just saying the name puts a tear in my eye and makes me want to hug that sweet, beautiful polyester American flag you're wearing as a cape.
Well, my arms are open. Come get yourself a hug.
It's time to play Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Take me home.
But don't cry, Daryl, because if you're going to cry, then I'm going to start crying, too.
I'm not crying. I just got some chili pepper in my eyeball there, Busky. Now, it's not as if when I hear John Denver that the pride of my country comes flowing through me like lava at Pompeii. However, I will say, John Denver has a way with expressing just how magical and wonderful America truly is. Now, wouldn't you say so, Busky? Well, don't you think so?
Well, of course I'm not crying either. Of course I think so. It's of course, it's law. John Denver is the law. What he says goes.
That's right. Now, the next artist we got lined up for y'all is a little bit of a hippie.
I mean, you know, we might as well just say we don't normally listen to this type of music. It's a little bit too, how do you say it?
Oh, it's a little bit too communist for someone like us. I'll tell you that. It's a little bit too freaky-dicky for someone like us, Busky. But it is a legendary song, and it does have the word America in it a couple of times, I have to say.
Oh, I think, yeah, at least a few times. I mean, that's why I like it. What I prefer to do is listen to this song, and I like to mute all the other lyrics and just turn it up when it says America, and then right back down.
Well, since we're on the same page here, I guess we're going to play a little rock and roll tune from this little hippie. The song is a beautiful song about a girl searching for greater things in the greatest country in the world. This is American Girl by Tom Petty. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
I said it's a good song. It's a good song. It's fine. We played it, and that's what it's like, okay? It's from a hippie, but it's a good song about an American girl. And we sure do love us some American girls, don't we, Busky?
Oh, I sure do. I mean, sometimes I think about other kinds of American people.
Don't you even get started. Don't you even get started now. So, the final song for today's Daryl and Busky Jukebox is a song whose lyrics I've had tattooed on my back since 1987. The song is from an American patriot by the name of Johnny Cash. He's joined here by another artist named Marty Robbins. And the song, well, Busky, why don't you tell them what that song is they're going to hear?
Well, it's the song that I had sang at my wedding, and it's the song that I had playing at my high school graduation. It's the song whose lyrics I tattooed on the bottom of my foot so that when I walk around, I am living it and stepping inside of it and becoming a part of it as much as I can every single day. Because I sure do truly love this song. It's called Song of the Patriot by Johnny Cash. And the first line is, I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam.
I'm not trying to cry. It's just play the song. Just play the song.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough ride.
All right now, that was a fine and good patriotic American Sunday jukebox from me, Daryl Garble, and my lovely sidekick, Busky. Say hi, Busky.
I just think that was just, you know, three of the best songs we could have chosen, except for, of course.
Of course.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, yeah, that's who we really wanted to have. We wanted to have the national anthem playing back-to-back throughout the whole show. And then the jukebox could have just been Kid Rock's greatest hits. He's a true American.
He's a true American through and through.
Now, we're going to take a little break now, get ourselves a little chompy, delicious bite of crispy catfish. And what we're going to do is tell you what's coming up next. Now, we're going to have a song from a band called Boy. We're going to have some from Nat King Cole. Then there's going to be The Roots. And then there's going to be Nilla Fayanya coming up.
Oh, Your Honor, like you're inside of a courtroom, like Your Honor, I have objection.
No, not like that, Buskin. Now keep your mouth quiet and enjoy the good music. Let's go get some catfish. We're going to be back at 12 o'clock.
See you then.
Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown.
Oh, now welcome back to this very American 4th of July special. I'm your host, Daryl Garble, and you got my sidekick, Busky, over here. Now say hi to everybody, Busky.
How y'all doing out there? My name's Busky, but sometimes they call me Lil Tooth.
Now we're going to tell y'all what music is coming up in this 12 o'clock hour. We're going to hear Ben La Uncle Soul, Jeremy Loops, Big Pig.
Oh, that sounds delicious for that barbecue.
DJ Cozy, Graffiti 6.
I don't do graffiti, it's against the law.
Dope Lemon, Donovan,
but he's a hippie.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Wet Leg.
Is that like when you step out of the river?
Ryan Frank, Wiedemann, Jungle.
I don't travel to the jungle, it's too many spiders.
Aluna George, Two Door Cinema Club.
How do you know which one's the entrance and which one's the exit?
And then Benjamin Biolay is going to play us out today. Now, what's the most American thing you can picture in your dumb little mind there, Busky? What's the most American thing you can picture?
Well, there's just nothing more American to me than going to a restaurant with a bunch of your buddies and splitting one check five ways with a bunch of credit cards.
Well, I think you nailed it right on the head there, Busky. That's the most American thing I ever heard in my life. So, y'all stick around now. We got more Americanisms
with me and Daryl
coming right up. Now, Busky.
Yes, Daryl.
This could not be a truly American special if we did not talk about the magic and the wonder of a good old-fashioned southern glass of iced sweet tea.
Oh, my goodness, Daryl. How could we ever forget to not talk about sweet tea? Now, sweet tea is my favorite water in the whole wide world.
You know, when I get finished going for a nice little sporty boat ride out to the lake to catch me some bass, you know, there ain't nothing better in my hand other than a nice crispy Michelob Ultra than having Mama's homemade 10 cup of sugar sweet tea.
You know, where I come from down Louisiana, you know, a 10 cup is considered a diet sweet tea. Instead, we sometimes add 20 or 25 cups of sugar.
Now, that sounds good to me. Now, Busky, don't your papa have diabetes?
Well, yes, he's got diabetes, but it ain't from the sweet tea. He got that from eating too many Twinkies and too many Cinnabons.
Well, you tell me. What washes down some Twinkies and some oatmeal cream pies and some moon pies better than some ice cold homemade Mama 20 cup sugar sweet tea?
Well, there just ain't nothing better than that, Daryl. I mean, I could bathe in it, honestly. I wish I could just fill me up a nice little bathtub in the shack and lay in it.
Well, I'm going to have to bring a straw to that bath party. This is American Sunday.
I buy Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I...
Now, Busky, we've been visiting this Germany here for quite some time now. We're preparing for this 4th of July American Independence Super Special here. And trying to, of course, replace Mr. Jordan Prince on this here radio program. Now, what would you say is a couple of things that you wish that Germany offered to Americans like us?
Well, I gotta be honest, I don't really see a lot of clothes on people's dogs around here. I think that's kind of strange. Or as the Germans might say, I think that's a little comish.
Oh, that's absolutely comish, Mr. Buskey. Because, you know, back in America, when somebody has a little puppet dog on their lap, usually that dog's got himself a little sweater vest or a little t-shirt that says, I'm with Stupid, or something of that nature. Because, you know, doggies of that size tend to get a little chilly. And it's sure is nice to represent yourself on the clothing of your dog. Now, I don't get why those Germans don't do that.
And honestly, what I don't understand is why they don't have these transport scooters inside of the stores. First off, where's the Walmarts? Why ain't there any Walmarts around here?
That was my next point, Buska. You took it right out of my southern lips. Why are there no Walmarts around here?
Because all I want to do is take my little doggy and put my little sweater on him and put it on my lap and then get my little scooter and, you know, zip around Walmart for a couple of hours. I don't see the problem with that.
Honey, there ain't no problem with that at all.
I don't like when you call me honey. Well,
it's my show now, Buskey. Stick around.
Helter skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling.
Speaking of true Americanisms here on this 4th of July special, Buskey, what would you say is another genuinely, truthfully American thing that you just don't see too much of here in Germany?
Well, if I have to be completely honest, I would say that something that's just so almost unbearing. Excuse me, I stumbled over myself. I'm a little excited.
It's okay, you continue when you're ready.
I would say one of the most American, almost unbearably American things is when you're gluten-free and you just can't stop talking about it.
Well, you, again, Buskey, you have just hit the nail square on the head. Now, Americans sure do love to announce to people that they are gluten-free for one reason or another, whether that be because they gotta be, or because, more often than not, because they want to be.
Yes, I see that all the time. Now, I know people who have to be gluten-free. Now, that's different because you normally see that they don't really talk about it too much. Just kind of like what they eat's just different.
Yeah, but when it's an American now that we're talking about, then they're going to tell you because it's part of their personality.
That's right. I see that all the time. And you know what's also really American that I just miss so much?
Well, now, what's that, Buskey?
I miss having pigs in a blanket as a pizza crust.
Well, now I think you was looking at the t-shirt I'm wearing, aren't you?
Yes, I couldn't help but notice.
I got myself a pizza, and the crust is some pigs in a blanket. Oh, you making me hungry now, Buzzy. Let's go get ourselves some pizza with pigs in a blanket.
I'm right behind you.
On the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Excuse me here, Buskey. You want to hear something really interesting about this American Sunday host, Mr. Jordan Prince?
Well, I sure would. You know, I'm sitting here. I was looking up things we could Google about him to make fun of him for, but I couldn't find much at all, just except he's fat and white and kind of boring.
Well, I found myself some juicy gossip over here. And I hired myself a private investigator to send him down to Mississippi to talk to Jordan's old family. And guess what I found out?
What's that?
Well, Jordan Prince's real cousin, an actual cousin of his that he has never met because they are somehow related but somehow not so related. His name is Daryl Worley. And Daryl Worley is a pretty successful country musician.
Is he really? Daryl Worley, I don't know. I think I never heard of him before.
Well, Jordan's pappy sent me a letter saying that he had a famous country singing cousin, and his name was Daryl Worley, and you can actually look him up on Spotify and YouTube, and he has a song about 9/11 that's called Have You Forgotten? And actual lyrics from the song talk about you say I shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Well, have you forgotten This is an actual lyric from a real song of a guy named Daryl Worley, who is related real life to Jordan Prince.
Well, I don't think I could have found any gossip better than that, Daryl.
I'm almost curious that I have the same name.
But I think Daryl Garble's a much prettier name than Daryl Worley. I mean, what is the Whirly Whirl Whirl? What is he, like a frog or something?
Well, you can Google him because he's a real guy.
We're going to be right back in just a minute with our final segment.
Halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance.
Well, Busky, all good things must eventually come to an end. And this is our final segment of this American Sunday.
Well, I have to say, Daryl, I think this was probably the best American Sunday that this radio station's ever even had, or by far the people. I mean, I guarantee they was more entertained on this show than any of Jordan's old boring stories where he just talks about his feelings and about being an immigrant or something like that.
I don't even listen to him, Busky. I don't want to waste my time. So we're going to tell you real quick what music you got coming your way. Why don't you let them know, Busky?
Well, they're going to hear Jungle, they're going to hear Luna George, they're going to hear Two Door Cinema Club, and then they're going to hear Benjamin Biolay. Sounds like Frito-Lay. Biolay.
Well, they're going to enjoy that music, and then, just to let you know, this is the most American of American Sundays. It's the 4th of July, America's independence. It's birthday, if you will, and just want to remind you that Germany should have sweet, sweet air conditioning. That is really something that that we all miss. Should have more fireworks. Fireworks are an American staple.
Oh, I love me some fireworks. Ain't nothing like a nice explosion in the sky with a nice cold Michelob Ultra in your hand.
And that's right. And they should have more barbecue, cut-off teas. They should have spring break. And I think all Europeans should just be a little bit louder. Because everybody knows when Americans travel around the globe, that's their favorite thing that everybody experiences is when they hear that loud American inside the cafe. They just love it.
I know I do.
All right, y'all. This has been Daryl Garble
and Butsky, otherwise known as Little Tooth.
And we hopefully will see y'all again real soon. Happy American Day.
Marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
What a wonderful episode. If you enjoyed today's episode and you like our show, please go to Apple Podcasts, give us a subscription or a review or a comment. It really helps new listeners find our show. You can also follow us on Instagram at Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. We're also now on Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter at Fartsy Artsy. No, at Artsy Fartsy Pod. We changed it at Artsy Fartsy Pod. Woo! So, yes, and if you want to financially support the show, you can go to patreon.com/JordanPrince, and where you can submit for as low as $3 a month some money to help us get this show bigger and better just for you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. Man, it's all over now.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.